Okay, so it's 4:20 today, as everyone is aware, and I have been trying to figure out an idea of what to do for a audio thing. I decided to go with my high ideas, or high school, whatever the hell I was going to call it, little show style thing. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. I might try to do this as a thing and maybe not masturbate during them. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But for this one, I'm going to be masturbating. Yeah. But anyway, the first subject that was requested was by our lovely Tuesday on the Discord, and I am going to try to explain the lore of the Dragon Ball universe to the best of my ability. And yeah, so in the beginning, there was like this guy named Zeno, maybe, I don't know, he's really tiny, like child size, and looks like he's made to sell action figures or something. Well, mostly toys, but yeah. So anyway, he's like super god or whatever, and he made at least like 18 universes, and Dragon Ball's story takes place in the 7th universe primarily. 6 of them got destroyed in the past for some reason, we don't really know why, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is that in Universe 7, there was a god of destruction, which is like a god who's supposed to unbalanced creation. It's a weird thing. Anyway, God Destruction, he was named Beerus. He was tutored by the angel Whis. And the Kais, the gods who create life, it's only supposed to be one Supreme Kai. Weird little retcon there, huh? Anyway, there are a few Supreme Kais in the early cosmos, one of them eventually being Shin, who you might know as the Supreme Kai. Anyway, the Grand Kaioshin, the Priest of Priests or whatever, like the Grand Supreme Kai, which is a thing apparently, was like this really fat, jovial guy who really liked to preserve life. And a few million years pass, you know, yada yada yada, do all the cool shit, bang bang, destroy some guy named Moro who has magic that eats energy from people or something. I don't know how that works. Anyway. Then the sorcerer guy called, like, Bob... No, it's Bibbidi. Yeah. Bibbidi... Wait, is it Bibbidi? Fuck. It's Bibbidi or Bobbidi. Either way. Pretty sure it's Bibbidi. He finds, like, all these cool magical chisel whistle and is like, hey, yo, I'm gonna make a monster. A Majin, and I'm gonna call it Boo. And yeah, so he creates this magical creature, and it's like a genie, but it's a lot like a genie actually from actual mythology, huh? Okay, yeah, cool. Anyway, so that thing goes around, does like some murdering and shit and stuff. Beerus, the guy I mentioned before, is like off asleep because he's a dumbass cat. So, it's up to the Supreme Kais, to, team up and get the shit kicked out of them by this guy, but, Boo eventually manages to, like, absorb the, fuck is it, I think it's, like, West Supreme, no, it's South Kai, yeah, South Kai and, the Grand Kai, the Supreme South Kai and the Supreme Grand Kai, because Grand Kai is also, anyway, not important. The important thing is that Boo becomes like fat and more docile, easier for Bibbidi to control, and he eventually just like gets bored of Boo or something. I don't know, they seal Boo up for some reason, like they couldn't control them, or they were like tired of looking after them or something. And then Supreme Kai Shin is the guy who, like, murderifies Bibbidi and seals away Majin Buu, never to be seen again, and I think they sealed him away on Earth, like, 65 million years ago, because I vaguely remember there being dinosaurs in that... Oh, shit, dinosaurs are still around in Dragon Ball in general, aren't they? Never mind, I have no idea what time that was done. Huh. Anyway. Long-ass time ago. Then we skip forward a few million years to the next relevant act, which is the Legend of the Super Saiyan, which I think has, like, a more official explanation, but going off what I've seen is the episode of Bardock, Lord Chill, like, freezes super great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa or ma. I don't know how frost demons work. By the way, their name is Freezer Race, but I'm gonna call them frost demons. Sorry. Like, Bardock got sent back in time by the blast that, you might remember was a thing that, happened in Bardock, Father of Goku, which is like an animated thing. Legitimately great. Love Bardock in that. Anyway, cool. He got, you know, Frieza was like destroying Planet Vegeta and he got caught off in that blast. Anyway, in episode of Bardock, that supposedly sent him to the past and he met with like the proto Saiyans or something. I don't know, it's weird. Anyway, they like are being oppressed by Lord Chilled, who says, or, you know, Bardock gets the shit beat out of him by, then he goes Super Saiyan, because, hey, Goku's dad, of course he can do that. And they beat the fuck out of Lord Chill, put him on his deathbed, and I think he actually does die, and has the legend of the Super Saiyan, like, passed down for years to come. Next thing on the list of important events is, the nameless Namekian making their way to Earth? Yeah. I don't know why they left Namek, but there's probably some deep lore reason. They're also, like, called the Son of Kos or something. Yeah, there's not a lot known about Piccolo / Kami's original everything. But yeah, fun fact, the nameless Namekian is going to eventually become King Piccolo and Kami. Fun fact, you might not know who they are, but you're going to find out. You probably know who Piccolo is at the very least. Fuck, what happens next in Dragon Ball? Fuck, dude. Let's see here, like... So nameless Namekian arrives on Earth, does some cool shit, and meets with the Guardian of Earth, and is like, hey, yo, I want to be Guardian, and according to an anime-only thing, there's another guy called Garlic who also is like, hey, yo, I want to be God Everything, and, they, like, the Guardian's like, hey, you're the best choice, but there's deep evil inside of you. So the nameless Namekian is like, hey, yo, what if I just, like, rip this shit out? And then they became two different bodies, the good and the evil part. The good part became known as Kami / God / Guardian of Earth, while the evil part became Demon King Piccolo. Yeah, it's a really dumb thing. I don't really know why he called himself Demon King, but not important. I think, like... Okay, let's see here. I think the next thing that would be of importance is the sealing of the Demon King Piccolo inside of a rice cooker? By Roshi's and the crane guy, Shin, I think's his name, his teacher, who I want to say his name is Musashi or Miyamoto, but I know that Miyamoto Musashi is just a very famous swordsman from Japan, so I don't know. I think it was Musashi. I think that's right, because Toriyama likes weird punny names, and I think Musashi sounds like mustache, which is probably not how that works. Anyway, Yeah, so Master Musashi is like a big dick. Hey, yo, I'm the biggest dick to ever dick. And sees Demon King Piccolo and is like, hey, yo, I'm gonna kick your ass. And Demon King Piccolo is like, hey, yo, you're not. And he's like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay, well, I'm gonna use the secret sealing technique, the Mafuba, and I'm gonna, like, trap you in this rice cooker. And Demon King Piccolo's like, hey, please don't. And then he's, like, trapped in a rice cooker for, like, 300-ish years, I think. But the next major event is gonna be the destruction of planet Vegeta slash the birth of Goku slash before that there was Vegeta's birth, and before that there was there was also Tarble's birth, but Tarble doesn't really matter at all because he like only appears for like 5 minutes in a 30-year special or something. So yeah, there is Planet Vegeta is a thing. It's where the Saiyans have made their home, but is not their original home. I think their original planet's called like Salad, and they built a rocket after destroying it or something, and made their way to Planet Vegeta, where the Saiyans... Oh, I forgot this entire thing. Oh, shit. Yeah, the Saiyans and the Tuffles have a little kerfuffle, and the Saiyans emerge victorious, having nearly exterminated the Tuffle race. Oh, God, I forgot about that. Oh, GT. Okay. Anyway, going on from there, there was... you know, the whole Planet Vegeta gets destroyed, Frieza's like, hey, the myth of the Super Saiyan is very terrifying. I don't want that to happen to me, so I'm going to destroy all the Saiyans. Ha 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 ha. Because Frieza is a cackling evil villain, literally. Going on, Goku gets sent away. Kakarot slash Goku arrive on Earth. They're picked up by this guy named Gohan, who is not his son, but is actually the student of Master Roshi, who was the student of Musashi, who sealed the Demon King Piccolo. So there's this whole connecting bridge of dumbness. Anyway, Goku's like the worst fucking little asshole. He had a power level of like 5 when he was born, which is like the average human, so Gohan's able to keep his ass in check, but holy fuck, this child is a demon. Like, they are terrible until one day they fall out of his backpack, which is like a more like a baby backpack, not just like throwing a child in a backpack, even though Goku deserves it. They fall, hit their head, and suddenly they are very nice. So the moral of the story so far is that brain trauma is good. Yeah, so Gohan raises Goku like his son, because he's a fucking mountain hermit, by the way. It's like Mount Ponzu they live on, I think. Yeah, anyway, oh fuck, I forgot Dragon Balls. Anyway, brief tangent. Back on Namek, there's things called Dragon Balls that they can be made by members of the Dragon Clan. The son of Ka slash Nameless Namekian was also one of those, so he was able to split in two, and apparently his good half kept the ability, so Dragon Balls are a thing that exists in the series and are moderately important. I probably should have explained that at the very start, and also there might have been a dragon before Shenron that was able to do that. Sorry, obviously before Shenron there was Purunga. But there's like this mega Shenron god thing that has like these planet-sized balls, but we'll get to that later. Right, Goku. He's like raised by Gohan, and Gohan is like, hey, I love you, and Goku's like, hey, I love you too, and then Goku's like, hey, is that a full moon? And Gohan's like, yeah, sure is, let's look at it. And then then Goku's like, as he turns into a fucking massive monkey man and kills Gohan, which, by the way, is a thing Saiyans can do. Okay, yeah. So, Goku then spends the rest, well, not the rest, but the next big portion of his life being like, I wonder where Grandpa went. I bet he's inside of this ball that was always on his head, because I can't find anything else of him. Because Dragon Balls are near indestructible, by the way. GT. Anyway. where was I? Like, Dragon Balls, Dragon Ball, right. That just did not sound very helpful, but it was. Goku, managed to, be met by this lady named Bulma, who is, the daughter of the most brilliant scientist in history. Fucking goddamn capsules are terrifying, basically magic. Fuck. Alright, Bulma. So she's like, hey, I'm gonna shoot this kid, and she shoots Goku, and Goku's like, ow, don't do that, that hurts. And she's like, ah, why aren't you dead? Also, you surprised me. And then there's a bunch of stuff where she's like, hey, I'll take that ball. And he's like, no, that's my grandpa. And then she's like, hey, but I have your grandpa here. And he's like, what? I don't, that's not my grandpa, only has two stars. And she's like, yeah, I know, your grandpa's not that, anyway. Come with me, you're gonna be my bodyguard. And he's like, okay. And then they go on an adventure, and I don't remember when they meet Master Carrot. Or is it Boss Carrot? Oh, fuck. Let's just say that the next thing they do is go to a town and they meet and they find it under assault / threat of assault by a guy with the power of rabbit and the power of turning people into carrots with his touches. Yeah, so he gets sent to the moon because, oh, by the way, Goku has this pole that's able to extend. They call it the power pole, but it's has something to do with the Journey to the West and the actual Monkey King. I don't really know. I didn't read it. Anyway, so that's the thing they do. They then leave, and they find, I think, Roshi at the fucking... No, wait, no, they don't get that quickly. Do they meet Oolong first? Dude. We're gonna say they meet Oolong first. No, they did not meet Oolong first. Yeah. So they meet Roshi first. Yeah. So they meet Roshi, and he's at the beach or something. They find his turtle. That's right. They find his fucking turtle, and they free his turtle, and the turtle goes back, and it gets Roshi, because turtle is Roshi's BFF. Anyway, Roshi is like, hey, thanks for freeing my turtle. And they're like, what do you... Well, you're welcome. What can you give us for freeing your turtle? He's like, hey, yeah, what about a picky of patties? Hey, I'm crazy and zany and pervy. And Bulma's like, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Yeah, sure, whatever. And she lifts her panty or her skirt up, but at some point Goku had taken her underwear, so she flashed him entirely bare pussied. Haha. And Roshi's nose starts to bleed, and he gives them a Dragon Ball. Think, and the flying Nimbus. The Nimbus was they were trying to get a phoenix or something weird. I don't know. Roshi's a weird character. I like him sometimes. So yeah, they do the thing where they get the flying Nimbus, and Bulma's impure and can't ride on it because she flashes her pussy to older men. And Goku's like, okay, well, whatever, Nimbus, you'll just follow me around and I'll ride on you or some shit. I don't know. Then they made Oolong, I think, probably. And he's the shape-shifting guy who is saying,
hey, you're gonna marry me, and then you're gonna, like, I don't know, hold hands and shit. And also, I hate all these women who I'm marrying. They're costing me an arm and a leg.
So he's, like, taking control of a town or something, and they run him out, and he's like, look, get me out of here. I can't stand these broads anymore. And he follows them, and they make their way to... Do they meet Pilaf that early? I don't know. So at some point, they meet, like, this guy named Shu, and this lady named Mai, and this emperor guy named Pilaf. Yeah, so that's a thing. They're not really important, I'm sorry to say. Yeah, so that's kinda, anyway, after they meet those fuckers, they meet this guy named Yamcha. He's, like, super badass looking, and is really cool the first time that he meets Goku with his Wolf Fang fist! And then Goku, like, eats, and he's, like, 10 times more powerful, and Yamcha gets his ass kicked, which starts a very long and very depressing trend. Yamcha fangirl for life. Anyway, yeah, so Yamcha's like, hey, if I stay with them, I can get the Dragon Balls, and I can get a wish, and I can wish to not be afraid to talk to girls, because that's, like, his big thing. He's afraid to talk to girls. Yeah. Also, he's a desert bandit with a really cool base and a cat sidekick who can shapeshift into anything and hold it for, like, 10 minutes perfectly. Yeah. Anyway, that's, like, that's, like, a thing. Let's see here. What happens? Like, they meet up with, like, Emperor Pilaf at some point after gathering up the other Dragon Balls. Pilaf, like, gets them all, and Goku, like, turns into a great ape and almost kills everyone. And before Pilaf can make his wish to rule the world, which... Did I mention the Dragon Balls grant wishes? I hope I did. It's very important. Anyway, so, like, they do, like, a thing and stuff. Everyone thinks, oh no, Pilaf has won. And then our hero, Oolong, is like, hey, yo, I wish for some used ladies' underwear, or the most comfortable underwear in the world, depending on the dub you watch. And then, the world is saved by a pervert pig who has used underwear. Then, like, Goku's goes off to train with Roshi. Oh, excuse me. Meets this asshole named Krillin who, like, has porno mags he's bribing Master Roshi with to make him train him. Oh yeah, at some point, Goku also agreed to marry a girl named Chi-Chi, and a mountain was destroyed by Roshi, because he threw away the Bansho fan, because it got tea on it, because Roshi's a bitch. Anyway, the marriage part's important, everything else not so much. Yeah, so, Roshi trains Goku and Krillin, and they're like, hey, this is the hardest training I've ever done in our entire life, and it can never get more grueling than this. As they wear, like, 50 kilogram fucking turtle shells on their, like, 10-year-old backs. God, fucking hell. I can feel my voice fluctuating, too. Like, I don't know where I'm at right now. Like, I feel really out of it. let's see here. Goku and Krillin end up, like, where do they end up? They end up, like, running milk to doors and shit, and then they wind up doing, like, some shit where they... like, find a rock, and then they end up in the World Martial Arts Tournament, and Krillin's ability to have no nose lets him win a match. Goku has a guy slam into his throat and knocks him out for like 9 seconds. Then they both fight Roshi. And I think he kicks both their asses, but Goku was a little bit more close than Krillin was. And the only reason Roshi wins because his legs were longer. God, I still have so much to go through. Next up was the... Roshi wins, helps everyone out. He doesn't go by Roshi Ford, he goes by Jackie Chun for it. Goku eats all of his prize money for winning the World Martial Arts Tournament in a single day. It's great. The next arc is the Red Ribbon arc, in which Goku meets a lot of, like, cool robots. Also, like, Colonel Blue, who is, like, Aryan perfection and in Hitler's wet dream. He also sees, like, this guy called Korin and Tao Pai Pai. Tao Pai Pai tries to murder him. Korin's like, hey, yo, try to get this water from me, bitch. And Goku's like, hey, I want to get that water. And he tries for, like, 3 days and finally gets it, and he's able to, like, realize that the training wasn't just drinking the water, it was trying to drink the water, because Korin is so fast and shit. Anyway, by the way, Korin's a cat. Second cat so far that's a main character at some point. So something happens at some point. What happens? Red Ribbon Army trying to gather their Dragon Balls. Goku and Bulma stop them, kill Colonel Blue, kill, like, all the people except for, Dr. Gero, who has his son murdered by Goku's rampage to the Red Ribbon Army. It's great. So the next thing that happens is the next World Martial Arts Tournament where they meet Tien. Yeah, and Tien is like this three-eyed guy who has a lot of cool techniques, like the assassination Dodon Ray and the badass Tri-Beam, which like sucks away your life but makes it even stronger. He's a great martial artist, really cool techniques. Hate on a lot for no reason. So he and Goku fight, and Goku and him have a great fight, but Tien manages to win, albeit barely. The next arc is the Demon King Piccolo arc, in which Demon King Piccolo is freed from his rice cooker, I think by Emperor Pilaf trying to get his wish for world domination. I think that's right. Anyway, they, he, like, makes out some egg shits, and they end up going around murdering people. Goku gets the shit beat out of him by King Piccolo, then he comes back later and he, like, Uzuro fists him. At some point, Master Roshi blew up the moon. Just wanted to throw that out there. Let's see here. What else happens? Demon King Piccolo spits up an egg before he dies. Goku goes to train at the top of the lookout with Mr. Popo.
Hello, maggots.
Oh, I love what Team 4 Star did with him. Anyway, and Kami, and there he, like, goes to the Room of Spirit and Time for the first time, apparently for like 3 months, and he comes back and he's like older, and he meets with everyone. Yamcha's dating Bulma at this point, I think. What else happens? Oh yeah, there was this lady named Launch. She wasn't really that important. Anyway. Anyway, tournament comes. Tien beats the fuck out of Tao Pai Pai from before. This little guy called Chouch, so he doesn't matter at all. Who is Tien's friend? Krillin and Goku fight, I think. Tien and Goku fight, I think. And Goku and Piccolo Jr., who's the egg before, fight. And Goku emerges victorious, winning his very first and only World Martial Arts Championship. Took him 3 tries, and he never does it again. Honestly, I can appreciate that. Oh, also, he marries Chi-Chi, who he agreed to marry whenever he was a kid. But he didn't know what marriage was until, like, right now. And pretty sure he kisses her in this, but in Super, they say that they've never kissed. So, I don't know. Anyway, Dragon Ball Z starts. They meet Raditz, who is Goku's brother. He comes, he attacks Piccolo, and is like,
you're not the Saiyan I'm looking for.
What's a Saiyan?
I'm not saying it to you,
as he blasts off and away and finds Goku and Krillin and some other people on Master Roshi's island. By the way, Master Roshi has his own little island. It really sucks. It's, like, not very big, but it's his. And, like, you know, property ownership is very important. Even has a house on it. Then Raditz is like, hey, yo, brother, you're my brother. And Goku's like, what? Who, me? And he's like, yeah, you. You look just like our dad. Like, really? I don't think so. I don't look anything like my dad. I don't know who my dad is. And Raditz is like, oh, fuck you. I'm taking your child. Oh, yeah, Goku has a kid, by the way, with Chi-Chi. His name is Gohan, too. He's named in honor of his grandpa. So he grabs the kid by the tail. By the way, the kid has a tail. But by the way, Goku had a tail until he went to the lookout, I think. God, kind of glossed over that fact. Anyway, Raditz also has a tail, because he's a Saiyan, it's a Saiyan thing. And Goku and Piccolo are like, hey, that guy is way too strong for us to beat up individually, we must combine our powers. And they're like,
yeah, you're right.
And then they go and they try to kick his ass, and they get their asses kicked. And then Piccolo's like,
hey, if you can distract him for 5 minutes, I can charge a...
Oh, God, okay, I can say this. Special beam cannon / demon drill gun. Fucking... Some weeb somewhere is very upset with me. Anyway, Goku, is able to hold on to Raditz, but it's in a full Nelson, so whenever the drill beam pierces Raditz's chest, it also pierces Goku's, killing the both of them instantly. As the brothers die, Raditz never to be seen again, Goku gets, whisked off to, whisked off to the other world, where he gets to meet King Yemma, who's like,
oh yeah, I saw your brother here. He was very, very feisty. I put him in the old Yemma lock. Mahogany desk. Also, go to King Kai.
As Kami's like, hey, yo, bitch, do what he says. Kami's old, by the way. Goku runs the snake way towards King Kai's place. There's some anime stuff that doesn't really matter, that doesn't happen in the original story, and he gets to King Kai, and King Kai's like, wow, look at you, tell a joke, and Goku's like,
what if, you fell over and your face hit the ground, would you be eating dirt? And King Kai's like, that's terrible, and Goku's like, okay, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish?
I don't really remember what this joke was about. And King Kai just loses his fucking shit, and Goku learns the Kaioken and the spirit bomb techniques. Also, on King Kai's tiny planet, gravity is equal to planet Vegeta, which is 10 times the gravity of Earth, which is why Goku is so naturally strong. Back in the living world, a bunch of people train with Kami, like Tien and Krillin and Yamcha and Chiaotzu and Yajirobe, who had some role to play at some point, but I don't really know what it was. The Saiyans, right. So Vegeta and Nappa show up to Earth because they heard about Raditz's death through Raditz's scouter, and also these cool Dragon Ball things, and they want to grab the Dragon Balls. So they run over to Earth, plop their happy asses down. Nappa murderifies some people. Then they're told that Goku will be here soon and Goku will kick their asses, and they're like, really? Alright, we'll wait for it. As Vegeta's like,
yes, we will. I'm also a little shit.
As the group waits for a bit, eventually Nappa gets bored, like murders Tien. Chiaotzu doesn't murder Krillin. Yamcha gets dunked on hard by a Cyberman. Poor Yamcha. What else happens? I think there's... Oh, Piccolo dies. And then... by the way, Piccolo and Kami are linked, and you can't kill them without killing the other because they're originally the same being. You're welcome for forgetting to mention that until now. So with Piccolo's death, Kami dies. Goku shows up, and he's like, hey, don't worry, Gohan. I'll make everything better. As he goes up, punches the fuck out of Nappa, breaks his fucking spine, and then goes up to Vegeta and is like, hey, this will be a fun fight. And she's like, no, it won't. I'm going to kill you. As Vegeta and Goku have a fight that is one of the most memorable in anime history, has like the first beam struggle ever, and it's really cool. Kamehameha versus Gallic Gun. Then Vegeta has like his spirit orb thing where he makes the sun, or it makes a moon in the sky and turns into a great ape and kicks everyone's ass except for like Yajirobe, who cuts off his tail, and then Gohan falls on him while he's a half great ape. And then they move on a little bit. They're like, oh shit, we can't revive people who die because we don't have any Dragon Balls, because Kami's dead, by the way. Kami made them, so he has to be around for them to work. And then Mr. Pope was like, sup bitches, what if you want to just go to the place where Kami came from? They must have Dragon Balls there. That's a really good idea, Mr. Popo. We should do that. Chill. As Mr. Popo just zinks away, Bulma like figures out how to pilot a spaceship while Bulma's dad makes a spaceship. As Bulma, Gohan, and Krillin fly to fucking Namek, there's like this crazy evil emperor guy named Frieza. Alright, I haven't really talked about Frieza. He's like Space Hitler. And his dad is Space Mussolini. Anyway. So Space Hitler's there. He's like, I want the Dragon Balls for myself so that I can destroy the world and be immortal. But mostly so I can destroy the world. As Frieza is sends people out and around to do shit, and Vegeta steals like five of the Dragon Balls, and Zarbon and Dodori, who are Frieza's like right and left hand men, get murdered by Vegeta. Good job, Vegeta. Vegeta would have had all Dragon Balls, but like Gohan gets one and hides it. And then there's like some kind of something that happens. There's the whole Ginyu Force thing where they show up. Goku shows up and kicks the ass of the Ginyu Force. Captain Ginyu switches into Goku's body. Captain Ginyu gets the shit beat out of him. Captain Ginyu tries to switch with Vegeta's body. Captain Ginyu gets switched into a frog's body. And that's where that ends entirely. There's nothing else to say about it, no matter what the anime may tell you. Let's see here. After that, Captain Ginyu thing is done. One second. Thank you. Okay, that's better. Captain, can you... right, then it comes to the actual Frieza shit. So, like, Frieza ends up fighting, with Vegeta. Vegeta is, like, fairly equal. Then Frieza transforms. Then Vegeta's like, oh shit, you're way stronger than I thought you were. And Frieza's like,
yes I am, bitch. Also, my voice is deeper now.
As, Frieza is kicking the ass of Vegeta, like, Gohan kicks his ass for a moment, then he gets the shit kicked out of him. Piccolo shows up and is like, I'm gonna beat you. And Frieza's like, no, you won't. And then he's like, oh shit, you are. And then Frieza transforms a third time, and then it looks like a xenomorph. And then they transform a fourth time into their final form. And Vegeta's like, oh, I'm a Super Saiyan, you can't defeat me. And Frieza's like, yes, I can, and beats the fucking shit out of him. Wishes are made. They wish for Piccolo to be brought back, and they wish for Piccolo to be brought here. Then the Namekian version of Kami dies, so the Dragon Balls stop working there. But with Piccolo alive, then the Dragon Balls are working back on Earth, so it's fine. Let's see here. They end up doing, like, some shit and stuff happens. Frieza and Goku fight, and Goku goes Super Saiyan. That's, like, kind of iconic in anime. Frieza murders Krillin, which causes that Goku gets angry and tells Goku to take Gohan to take Piccolo away. Otherwise, it's all entirely pointless. And he manages to escape on the planet. Escape the planet with Bulma, and that's like it. Yeah, pretty sure that's it. Anyway, following that, some other stuff probably happens. Goku pretty much kills Frieza, but not quite. Frieza ends up being rebuilt by their father. Goku spends like a year away. Or two or three or some amount of time, the android saga begins. Goku returns. Frieza comes to Earth, destroyed by this kid named Trunks, who's Vegeta's future kid. And then there's like training for some androids. The first two were kind of cool and gimmicky with the ability to suck up energy. Then they were deemed not cool enough by Toriyama's editor, and then the next two are like edgy teenagers, and they were deemed too juvenile for by his editor. And then the Cell guy shows up, and Cell's like created by Dr. Gero from the Red Ribbon Army, and traveled back through time like Trunks did, and is kind of the made of everyone's DNA, so it's like super smart, super fast, super strong, super bullshit. Anyway, there's like some training of the Room of Spirit and Time, as mentioned before, where time passes like 1/365th the speed, or passes 365 times higher, whatever way works, or faster, whatever. I don't know, man. English is my first language, but it should be my third sometimes. What happens next? Goku fights Cell. Cell ends up being like a little bit stronger than Goku. Gohan fights Cell. Gohan says like, please don't hurt people, and Cell's like, I'm gonna hurt people, and people get hurt, and Gohan's like, ah, gets angry, breaks the fuck out of Cell, murderifies him, and then he comes back and he's like, hey, I'm stronger now. Oh wait, no, he doesn't murderify him first, right? He knocks Android 18 out of him, then Goku teleports him away, then Goku blows up King Kai's planet with him. Then Cell comes by, and then Cell's like, I'm stronger now. And then they have a Kamehameha that's very stupid and lasts way too long. Gohan ends up winning with some help from Goku and his friends. And then we go to the Buu saga, where Gohan is trampled over as a character. And Buu reappears. He's freed by Bibbidi Bobbidi, one of those two, I don't know which one. Buu is like really fucking strong, kicks the fuck out of everyone except for Super Saiyan 3 Goku. By the way, Super Saiyan 3 is a thing. Vegeta is very upset by this. Vegeta joins joins with Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Oh yeah, I forgot that's why they're called that. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Stuff happens. Goku ends up leaving because he used up all of his time, taught fusion to Goten and Trunks, who are Vegeta and his kids. And then they fuse together, they make Gotenks, who fights Boo, but it's not the normal Boo, it's Super Boo, because normal Boo got eaten by evil Boo, who came out of him whenever he was being too kind. And then they ended up going to the Room of Spirit in Time. They thought they were trapped there. They escaped. Gohan comes back. He'd been training with Supreme Kai and the Z-Sword. And he, beats the fuck out of Super Boo. Super Boo then, absorbs Gotenks and Piccolo. Then Gohan kicks the fuck out of him. And then he absorbs Gohan and the Vegeta. And Goku to fuse into Vegito. And they kick his ass, and then they let themselves be absorbed, and they pull themselves out, and everyone else got absorbed, and then they end up, including Fat Boo, and then end up going to Supreme Kai's planet, and, rebuild the universe with Dragon Balls, and they deal with massive energy bullshit and Spirit Bomb Boo to death, which is, the only time the Spirit Bomb ever actually kills something. Anyway, Boo gets reincarnated into a kid named Oob back on Earth. Dragon Ball Super starts. Goku fights with Beerus and becomes a Super Saiyan God with a ritual which reveals that Gohan has knocked up his wife. Gohan and Videl are a thing. Goku and Vegeta end up training on Beerus's planet. Then the next arc of Super is, I think it's the Frieza arc, where after they've trained and mastered some God Ki, Frieza is brought back to life by some loyal people, ends up invading Earth. The Frieza Force gets destroyed by Goku, or by Gohan, Piccolo, Roshi, and crew. And then Goku and Vegeta come by. Goku beats the fuck out of Frieza. Frieza beats the fuck out of Goku, too. Then Vegeta beats the fuck out of Frieza, and Frieza is, ready to die, but then he blows up the Earth, and Whis, who is, Beerus's attendants, I could fix that if you like. And then Goku comes in, Kamehameha steals Vegeta's kill, and Frieza's killed again and their body destroyed. So following that, other things happen. Is the Universe 6 tournament? God, there were, no things that happened to Super that mattered, huh? There's a Universe 6 tournament where they end up fighting some of their Saiyans and shit, and also this cool guy who has, time-stopping powers named Hit. And then there is this, a point where there's some kind of gel person that steals Vegeta's body and powers or something. And he gets beaten. Goku hires the assassin guy to kill himself, and also there's this tournament of power. Oh, Zamasu Black, right? Okay, there's this Supreme Kai candidate from another universe who's an evil douchebag. He steals Goku's body from another timeline and brings it back and murders everyone in future Trunks' timeline, who's the Trunks from the Android Saga, who ends up being. He ends up being just kind of a shit. But there's two of them. One of them wish for immortality, one wish for Goku's body. And they've managed to, they managed to destroy every universe in that timeline. but that's been erased and fixed. Goku has like a button from Xeno, which he uses to fix that entire situation. Also, Goku destroys like Goku, like a good Goku, like fuses with Vegeta and destroys the guy. But then Trunks finishes it off, and then the universe is destroyed anyway, and then Xeno has to come in and destroy it. Then there is the Tournament of Power, where nothing matters except for Ultra Instinct and Caulifla Kale, best couple in the universe, love them to death. Kefla is their fusion, is great lesbian material, love it. And then it comes down to a few cool fights with various people, and then Goku, Frieza, and Android 17, who I have not mentioned at all. He had no real role except for the best animated fight in the entire series, Piccolo versus 17, best fight bar none. It's great, go watch it right now, you can find it on YouTube.
Hellzone grenade.
What happens? Those guys end up fighting, beating out this guy named Jiren, who's like
the strongest in every universe.
And yeah. Next up is the Moro arc.
Yeah.
So I remember that guy from before. He was like stealing life and shit from planets and things. He ends up getting out of prison and goes around, gets his magic back, and absorbs life from planets and the shit. The only things that matter about this is that Vegeta learns some bullshit overpowered shit that lets you sap people's energy and like defuse people. And Goku like masters Ultra Instinct, so he can go into it any time almost, because it's a technique of angels, you know. As Goku ends up going Ultra Instinct against Moro, kicking his ass and killing him. Also, there was this angel named Mirus in this who breaks the law of interfering directly with mortal bullshit, except for a train. And that gets him destroyed, as far as we know. Which is kind of sad. And then we come to the strongest in the universe arc, which we are currently in, where there's this guy named Granola who has wished upon a 2-star Dragon Ball thing and made himself the strongest universe for a few, like, 3 years of his life left, instead of, like, a 200 that he would have had. What's his name? Vegeta learns from Cat God Beerus how to destroy things, and Goku is still focusing on Ultra Instinct. And that is the summary of Dragon Ball. This was terrible. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening. I love you.